Divine. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am divine. To say I am divine is a very important aspect of my life. I can go around in my life in the thousands and thousands of ways and be the human that I pretend to be, and I can say I am human, and as I say I am human, I am only saying to myself that I am really not there yet. I'm not at the understanding where I choose to be, and the understanding I choose to be is that I am divine. To say I am divine means a great deal for me and my world. To say I am divine reveals to me the ultimate of where I'm going. Now, I can enjoy my trip on the human world here, and I am enjoying my trip on the human world, and I'm enjoying many wonderful, wonderful years and many wonderful, wonderful experiences, and everything is quite good. But this is but a stage. This is but a stage in the absolute or the divine, and I'm merely play-acting on this human stage for a while, and then I will drop it off, and I'll go on to something else. Now, the fun thing, could I say I am divine and act divine on this human level? Could I be a divine being on this human level? Could I live in the divinity that I am on this human level? And the answer is 100% yes. I can live as a divine being wherever I am because that's what I am. I am divine. Everyone is divine. We're all created out of that divine package, out of that divine essence, out of that divine reality. Now, we might ask ourselves the question, why is it we're not always acting divine? Well, in truth, we are always acting divine because we are calling good things that are not necessarily beneficial to us, but everything is good. Now, why is it that we don't have the intelligence, have the wisdom, have the brilliance to say that I am divine and know just what it means? I am divine, and that means I always think happy thoughts. I am divine, I always see myself whole and perfect. I am divine, I am in charge of every thought in my life, every action in my life. I am the play actor in my life. But I am divine. And in this divine self of me, I perform all sorts of interesting experiences. I do all sorts of play acting, pretending this is so or that is so. And for me, then, that is quite so, whatever I pretend it to be, because I live as though it is so. Now, how can I change my attitude a little bit to live as though the divine is my reality? What is the divine? What is the divine me? Well, the divine me is the ideal purpose for which I am here in this experience. Now, we can have all sorts of actors on stage, and these actors can be acting in many different ways. Some actors, we say, are believable, and some are not believable. Some actors are acting a not nice type of program, and other actors are acting really fantastic, divine programs. They are marvelous people. Now, the only difference between the actor who is acting as though he is a divine, marvelous being, and the actor who is not acting that way, is the choice of role that we choose for ourselves. It's the choice of role any actor chooses. An actor can allow himself to be in any theater, in any stage, in any drama, and play any role. And they say, well, now, you have to be the terrible person here, and that role pays so much. You're the good person, and that role pays so much. Now, which role do you want to play? In which role can you be convincing? In which role can we see you in the performance and believe that that person really is that way? Well, if you are a good actor and you can perform in a way that people believe that you're a naughty person and they believe that it's natural for you to do so, then you're doing that job very well. Now, if you are playing the role of a very nice person, a very honorable person, a very wonderful, good person, and people believe that is you, then you're acting very well. Now, we all have the opportunity to choose which one of these roles we want to be in, which one of these games we want to play, how we want to live our life. We all have the opportunity, and we have the opportunity every moment of our life. Do we want to think a beneficial thought, or do we want to think a non-beneficial thought? Do we want to think an uplifting thought or experience, or do we want to have a not uplifting thought or experience? Who are we? What is our attitude for ourselves? What is our way of thinking for ourselves? Who are we? Who are we? Well, that's a decision you and I, each one, have to make for ourselves. We have to decide who we are. Now, are you going to be a beautiful person? Are you going to be a loving person? Are you going to be a thoughtful person? Are you going to be a fantastic person? It's up to you. You can be any way you want. How are you when nobody else is looking? What sort of an actor are you in your life? Are you a good actor? Are you an actor who acts in such a way that you're convincing? Do people look at you and believe that you are the person that you are? Or do they say, I can't believe that you're that person? This is who we all are. We all play the role in life of what we choose to be. Are you going to be a person who is whole and perfect, your divine self? Or are you going to be a person who is pretending to be something other than your divine self? This is a choice each of us can make and do make every moment of our life. We are all just actors on the stage of life. And we are here because we chose to go to this theater. We chose to go be in this play. We chose to play this role. Now, we leave the theater and we go home to our families and we're playing another role. Now, what is that role that we're playing when we go home to our families? Are we a loving parent? What role do we play when we go home to our parents and see our parents and say, hi, guys, how you doing? You know, and they look at us and they say, what's this all about? You don't usually talk like that. Well, I'm playing a role in the theater. Oh, I see. And then it's understandable. It's understandable. But the thing is it what you really want to be? Who are you? What game do you want to play? How do you want to be in that game? How do you want to be the one who perceives that activity? How do you want to live the life that you're living? How do you want to do it? You have the choice. You have the choice to do it in any way that you like. And as you have the choice to do it in any way that you like, you carry it on in just that way because you find that exciting. And as you find that exciting, you have that as your experience in your life. And if you say to yourself, I am divine, and live accordingly, and do everything from your divine point of view, then truly you are divine. I am divine, and I can say that, and I can be that, and I can live that, and I can do that, and I am that. That's what life's all about. Whatever I choose to be, whatever role I choose to play, and in whatever game I find myself, I am the actor of who I think I am, and I at all times am divine and wonderful, and that's who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.